finally settle on being, but I guess for now it's the Old Church Art Center, Landmark Church Art Center, or one of them. I'd like to recognize a few people that are here tonight that are proponents of old-time music in around the state in West Virginia, people who support old-time music and go out of their way to support it in every way they can. Let's see, I saw Kenny Parker here. Where's Kenny Parker? You raise your hand, Kenny. Kenny runs the Stonewall Jackson Jubilee up in Weston. That's a real fine event every year. If you're a musician, you don't want to miss that. And if you like old-time music, you don't want to miss that. And let's see, I saw Wilson Douglas walk in a minute ago. Wilson, where are you? Right there. Wilson's a fine old-time fiddler from down in Clay County, and we're glad he's here tonight. And I'm sure there's others, and maybe I'll spot them and be able to recognize those folks here. We'd like to get started here tonight with a good friend of mine. Ron Molnix lives down in Bluefield, down in the southern part of the state, but he was born and raised right over here in Randolph County. Ron's been a fellow musician. Ron and I have played some together, and we've taught together up at Augusta and Elkins, and just have a good time whenever we get together. And I'm going to bring Ron out to start off with a few banjo tunes, and then I guess we'll play a few together. So this is Ron Molnix.
Supposed to be a folk music concert, so I'm gonna make this real homey and sit down while I play. Hope nobody minds. I'm also gonna spend a lot of time trying to avoid feedback. Let's see here. Gonna spend a lot of time changing tunings probably on this banjo. Hope that it doesn't get on anybody's nerves. But I use a lot of different tunings, kind of tune the banjo to suit the tune that I'm playing in. So I'm warning you ahead of time. Thank you. This is a song that I learned off a lady over in Pocahontas County. It's a song about the, I guess, trail drives back in the Old West, called Barker's Creek. If I ever get this thing in tune. Tuning change here. A tune, you know, this tuning that I'm using on the banjo for this one is kind of an odd tuning. It's kind of hard to get to. It's not close to any other way to tune the banjo. It's a lot of trouble to get there. And the fella I learned it off of played a song there that he called Sugar Babe. It's really a great song, a great tune. So it's worth the trouble to tune there for it, you know. But kind of gets to you after a while, spending all that time tuning there to play just one tune. So I made up a couple tunes to for that tuning to play there. I'm going to play one of those for you. It's one called Stone Camp. If you're kind enough to let me get by with sitting down, you'll forgive me those couple little mistakes there, too. So, I'd like to get Jerry Mills to come up, and we are going to do two or three tunes together now. And I'm sure everybody from around here knows Jerry, or should. Champion banjo and fiddle and guitar player and singer. Folklorist. And soon to be published author.
talented. I'll take this away from you.
So also maybe give me a chance to go do another tuning here, Jerry.
While Ron's tuning, I'll just tell you a little bit about this tune. A man actually played his way out of prison on this tune back in during the Civil War. A relative of Ernie Carpenter's over there, a distant relative who was in a Union prison camp in Camp Chase, Ohio, played this tune at a fiddle contest that the captain of the camp held and won his freedom. And the story I got was he was required to sign an oath of allegiance to the Union when he left the camp, and the first thing he did when he hit Clay County, West Virginia, was head back south and join another outfit.
Thank you.
Chase.
You're not going to sit down?
No.
Let's do Greasy Coat. That's a good old time tune. Don't hear very much anymore. Thank you. of your ways, afraid you may lead my poor body astray. Get another fella to come up and join Jerry and myself now. He's a fella that I guess probably most of you know him. He's Braxton County, and he's a fella who's fiddling I've admired, his music I've admired, and I admire him an awful lot, Mr. Melvin Wine.
A kind of a family. I've played with these old boys, and they've been over to my place and played. And we go out and play for day in or day out places, and so it's just like a family. So this is one of the boys. All right, we'll take a change of pace here. This is one everybody knows, and you can sing it if you want to. For a crowd that's enthusiastic. Now this is an old tune here my dad used to play, and it's liable to be like this in the morning, cold frosty morning.
Sorry, Jerry, I was hitting it too hard.
Yeah,
all right. You tell them.
I made a request to Melvin here to play You Piney Mountain. That's one of my favorites.
Now, I've been down with the flu for 2 weeks. This is my first day out. I'm getting wound up here now. I told my wife, I said, well, I'm going over. If everything don't suit me all right, I'll be back home just in a little bit. Bye-bye. You pay him out. I've been trying to get Melvin to tell me the name of it for years now. He played it for me several years ago, and I liked it real well. And at the time, he didn't remember any name for it, and still says he doesn't. Said he never did know the name for it, I reckon. Somebody else called it the Rainy Day. So I guess until a better name comes along, we'll let that one stand. I can't think of it a lot of the times.
Thank you.
got time to play them tonight. I'm going to play one. I know a name for it, but I ain't telling you what.
Would you tell us what key it's in, Melvin?
Yeah, it's an A. It's a delight, but I ain't going to tell you about it. I might tell you sometime.
I suppose a lot of you folks are wondering about these quilts hanging around here. Believe it or not, I sewed these up this winter in my spare time. Actually, Mrs. Lola Jackson from over in Cutlip Fork, right here in Braxton County, made these. Lola, would you stand up so people could see you? Could you bring the lights out? Lola also has a fiddle here that she made, and I've seen some wood carving that she's done. She's quite an artist, as you can see. I'd like to recognize another person I saw walk in here a minute ago. John Morris has been a supporter of old-time music and a proponent, and from down in Clay County, lots of people know John from way back when he used to run the Ivydale Festivals, Morris Family Festival at Ivydale, about 15 years ago or so. There's a lot of little kids here tonight, and I thought they're being awful good, so I'm going to sing a little song especially for them. The sly old crow was sitting in an oak, bald, riddle, riddle, idio, watching a tailor cutting out a coat, and it's hey-ho, said the sly little crow, caw, caw, bald, riddle, riddle, idio. Wife, bring here my arrow and a bow, fall to riddle, riddle, idio, so I can shoot that danged old crow, and it's hey-ho, said the sly little crow, caw, caw, fall to riddle, riddle, idio. I shot and I shot, I was unlucky somehow. Bawled a riddle, riddle, idio. And instead of shooting the crow, I shot my neighbor Sal, and it's hey-ho, said the sly little crow, sing, caw, caw, bawled a riddle, riddle, idio. Its wife bring here some brandy and a spoon, bawled a riddle, riddle, idio. Cause this old sow's in an awful tune, and it's hey-ho, said the sly little crow, caw, caw, bawled a riddle, riddle, idio. Well, the little bell rang and the big bell tolled, bawled a riddle, riddle, idio. The little pigs cried for the old sow so, and it's hey-ho, said the sly little crow, caw, caw, bawled a riddle, riddle, idio. Now here's one for the older folks. This is from back in moonshining days. Come on, all you booze fighters, if you want to hear about the kind of booze that we sell around here. It's made way back in the swamps and the hills, where there's plenty of moonshine stills, where we don't give a dang for the Volstead law. And for prohibition, we don't care a straw. It's made out of buckeyes, potash, and corn, and all bottled up in some barn. And a lamb will lay down with a lion after drinking this old moonshine. Tip up your head and take a little drink. Then for a week you won't be able to think. First thing you know, you'll be getting kind of tight out on the street trying to raise a fight. Tip up your head and take a little more. Then for a month you'll be feeling kind of sore. Then you'll swear you won't drink it anymore. But you've said that a thousand times before. And a lamb will lay down with a lion after drinking this old moonshine. One drop will make a rabbit whoop a bulldog. One drop will make a cat chase a wild hog. And make a bullfrog spit in a black snake's face. And make a hard shell preacher fall from grace. And a lamb will lay down with a lion after drinking this old moonshine. Thank you.